Hello, this is Ruth, otherwise known as Nissapod or Mini Break Mummy. It is Friday the 9th of December, day 9 of 12 Days of Buffy, and I've just watched episode 9, which is called The Puppet Show, in which we learned, in fact, it's been building up now, that nothing good ever happens in the girls' locker room in Sunnydale High. If there's ever a scene set in the girls' locker room, you know that somebody is going to get killed or attacked or something. Just recently we had Buffy in sort of lured to the girls' locker room and somebody tried to electrocute her by throwing a live wire into the shower. And this evening, talented ballerina student gets it in the locker room. So there you go. The reason that people are being attacked on this episode of Buffy is that there is a demon who is trying to get hold of a heart and a brain in order to maintain his human form. But we don't find that out till quite near the end of the episode. There is a talent show going on, and there is a rather creepy ventriloquist dummy. And Buffy is convinced that the ventriloquist dummy is up to something, and Xander is convinced for most of the way through that he isn't, that this ventriloquist dummy is just a dummy and nothing more. The really fun and interesting thing, though, is watching Giles facing the horror of running the annual talent show. The new principal, Principal Snyder, is very different in approach to his predecessor, Principal Flutie. He doesn't agree with any of that touchy-feeling nonsense, and he refers to Principal Flutie as having woolly-headed thinking that leads to being eaten. So there you go. But the librarian, Giles, says that of Principal Snyder making him lead the talent show. Giles says, "He thought it would behoove me to have more contact with the students. I tried to explain that my vocational choice of librarian was a deliberate attempt to minimise said contact." Which is, I think, a very funny quote, and I hasten to point out, not an attitude that I share. For those of you who know me in real life, I am a librarian. yes, I think Anthony Stewart Head is a very good actor, because obviously he's somebody in real life who is very used to being on the stage. He's strutted his stuff in fishnet stockings as Frankenfurter in the Rocky Horror Show. So to act the discomfort and squirming that he has at being associated with the talent show is quite an achievement, I think. So anyway, so they're trying to find out who has murdered this ballerina and what the reasoning behind it is. They, of course, have a look at the books in the library, and Buffy at one point goes to the sort of backstage or understage area, and it's all very, very creepy, and Principal Snyder pops up, and then she gets a large sort of chandelier falling on her, and it's all very dramatic. And the thing that caught my eye was the cool mid-20th century print on the curtains in the backstage area. I thought, oh, nice curtains, I'd like some of those. So I really enjoyed this episode, not just because of the curtains. The ending was brilliant. Finally, Buffy and Xander and Willow are forced to do their set piece for the talent show, and they are really appallingly bad, and Willow actually runs off stage at the end. And I have to say that my husband was a little bit sceptical when I started this 12 Days of Buffy thing. But this evening he said, "Hey, I'm enjoying this. Why don't we just carry on watching after we've watched episode 12? Why don't we just carry on going?" And I said, "Yeah, why not?" Although I don't promise to do an audio booth for each one beyond the first 12. Anyway, that's all I've got to say for tonight. Goodbye for now. And I'll speak to you again tomorrow.